Five Go Off to Camp by Enid Blyton. This book is produced by RNIB.
RNIB, supporting blind and partially sighted people.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Five Go Off to Camp. Chapter 1, Holiday Time. Two jolly fine tents, four ground sheets, four sleeping bags. I say, what about Timmy? Isn't he going to have a sleeping bag too? Said Dick with a grin. The other three children laughed, and Timmy, the dog, thumped his tail hard on the ground. "Look at him," said George. "He's laughing, too. He's got his mouth stretched wide open." They all looked at Timmy. He really did look as if a wide grin stretched his hairy mouth from side to side. "He's a darling," said Anne, hugging him. "Best dog in the world, aren't you, Timmy?" "Woof," said Timmy, agreeing. He gave Anne a wet lick on her nose. The four children, Julian, tall and strong for his age, Dick, George and Anne, were busy planning a camping holiday. George was a girl, not a boy, but she would never answer to her real name, Georgina. With her freckled face and short curly hair, she really did look more like a boy than a girl. "It's absolutely wizard being allowed to go on a camping holiday all by ourselves," said Dick. "I never thought our parents would allow it after the terrific adventure we had last summer when we went off in caravans."
"Well, we shan't be quite all..."